The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marco's Pizza, Pinder Towel, Print Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, May 27, 2025. I am here, grateful to be here, always jamming with you, always jamming in this kind of a space to be able to do what we're doing. Grateful to talk, man. I got to shout out my good, decent people yesterday for being able to give us an opportunity, the Bahamas Baptist University College, and sort of the opening up for the 30th anniversary, being able to observe that, and all those persons who had great opportunities to be able to step in such a remarkable, groundbreaking opportunity for us locally, and for us to be able to have a very clear understanding of what's going to be able to happen in our country futuristically. I'm hoping that institutions, organizations, individuals, groupings, companies, political organizations, the like, all take on a mindset that we must participate with social growth and development for our nation to move forward. There cannot be this relentless expectation, spoken or otherwise, that says, we're going to wait for the government to do this. We're going to wait for the government to do this. Why the government ain't do this? The government. And not necessarily recognizing the importance of being able to understand that we have to make this happen ourselves. So I want to commend those guys. I want to commend everyone, including the Ministry of Health and Wellness, who's taken on this kind of a task to identify that whether propelled, perplexed, or otherwise, they took on the task, right? You know, external entities and situations force us into change sometimes. I think that's how change comes the most of the time for us. It's an external element that actually causes us to become absolutely uncomfortable and for us to be able to move into a space of change. I listened to this sort of this TikTok thing, and the gentleman, an older, wise gentleman, I suppose, was talking about the uncomfortable nature of a lobster and how the lobster only grows as a result of the uncomfortable state that lobster's in the shell. They have to get out of the shell, they have to find a way to be able to grow. And so this kind of an uncomfortable space that we're in is normally a prong to move towards change. I can play that clip for y'all so y'all can be able to hear that in a minute, all right? Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are got everything laid out. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. We're getting to the end of the month. Today is the 27th. The 27th of May, and we're getting to the end of the month. We are a few days away from the end of the month. So I guess you got to look out for some sales and look out for those particular things. But take into account, into consideration of what's out here, right? So get yourself prepared as you get into June. And if that's your birthday month, you want to be able to get your vehicle insured and taken care of. But not just don't confine yourself to this sort of idea of being able to get your vehicle done. There are other opportunities and great packages that they offer down there at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. And they can take good care of you. give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very good care of you in that kind of a space. Make sure you ask for my good friend, Ethric Bowe, or Mr. Richardson, and they'll accommodate you accordingly. So go check them out. All right. I got to tell you this. Like I was saying, we get into the end of the month. There's a lot of things that's going to be happening. A lot of persons are in this kind of a space that says, whatever sale exists before me right now, I'll spend my money on that. But I don't know whether or not there's any consideration given to this sort of an idea of what's coming ahead, right? Like for me, I'm thinking, holiday, vacation, so we got to set some things aside, right? I'm hoping that my children and my wife are thinking, Father's Day, let's set something aside. And if you're not thinking Father's Day, sell all, June 12th, we're going to be down at sell all, June 12th. That's a Thursday, so we won't have Small Business Thursday. Well, not in the same way that we have. But we'd be down with the marshals down there at Sell All, right across the street from Cousin McPhee, right there on Carmichael Road. We'll be there, and we're going to be celebrating with them as they have excellent discounts, percentages off, great quality products, and they had an amazing shipment. Remember, they told us that they had a shipment that came down for Mother's Day, but it came down maybe 3 or 4 days after Mother's Day, so they wasn't able to kind of kick off the way that they want, because I called them, I was like, Mr. Marshall, I thought you were going to do something for Mother's Day. He said, man, the shipping didn't come. But for Father's Day, we're going to have a big shebang. And we want to see you guys there. So whatever you're selling, whatever you're spending, just give consideration. Put something aside. Hide that thing from yourself. And do something nice for Daddy. Yeah, do something nice for Daddy. Do something nice for Papa. Do something nice for Papa. I don't know what y'all just call him. Whatever y'all just call him. Your granddaddy, your uncle, any of these men that have actually contributed to your life, and you wanted to be able to give just a little small token and a little recognition to them during this time. You're nothing to talk about. You're nothing heavy. I mean, unless you got it like that. We're not going to fight you, right? But go down there, do something nice for your daddy. It's going to be sell all June 12th. We want you guys to be able to come down there and check us out in those areas. God spare our lives. Going to be able to jam the way that we are. Remember, we talked to you about that. I told you, so June 6th, Labor Day. So we're going to be shutting down on the 5th, right? So on the 5th, next week, Friday, next week, Thursday, we're going to be shutting down. We won't be back until the 9th, right? I think that's the 9th. Monday. So that's the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. We won't be back until the 10th. But I won't be back on the 10th. The 10th is my baby girl's birthday, right? And then the 11th is the bigger girl, the bigger baby girl, right? Her bigger mom, she's going to be graduating, right? Jordan Prince Will. So the graduation is going to be on the 11th. The baby girl's birthday is on the 10th. And so 12th, we're going to roll right into this thing and being able to jam the way that we are, right? So I'm hoping that you guys are good. I'm going to have good company for you. See if I can get my good guys to be able to sit in here and have good conversation with you about what's happening from a nationalistic perspective and jam the way that we are, right? So we're going to see. We're going to jam the way that and talk about it. And I just want you guys to be able to know that and be aware. I want y'all to cuss me out. Oh, have it. Have it. With a V. Have it. Have it. Where you gone? Jesus, baby. I was looking for you, but I didn't. I'm not going to be here for those few days. I got to take care of my babies. Okay, my baby girl already didn't say, Daddy, I want Minnie Mouse birthday cake. I want everything pink. I want this. I want that. I want, okay, praise God. So her birthday's on the 10th. The bigger girl, her birthday's, well, her graduation's going to be on the 11th. She's excited. And you're sure we got to go to dinner and all these things like that and be able to break bread with her. So you won't see me for those 2 days, right? But I'm going to keep you in good company and have good conversations with you, right? Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing Innovators. Make sure you go down there and check them out. Don't confine yourself to this idea of being able to do just the traditional stuff in terms of being able to get copies and prints and all these things like that. Go outside of the box and being able to amplify something that you've had and tucked away for a little time. We talked about that. So go down there and check them out. They take good care of you. They're located on Village Road. So you're going to go down to Village Road. Go down to Village Road. You can be able to see them right there in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Right there, Burnett Road, Wolf Road, Soldier Road, Village Road. Right there. You can be able to find them in that, right? Big up a Guardian newspaper, guys. All the information's in there. SpaceX Starship to fly over the Bahamas again. The last Starship test flight exploded after launch and debris landed in the Bahamas. And they're still deliberating about that in terms of being able to find out exactly what's what and talking about those things 2 months after the SpaceX ship test rocket exploded over the Bahamas. Another Starship test rocket is scheduled to fly over the Bahamian airspace today. The test flight, which has approved by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is set to happen at 7:30 p.m. this evening. So I guess you guys could be able to look at that. I want to talk about this. I'm going to talk about this first for a little bit. TUC will not take part in Labor Day parade. This is what O.B. Ferguson, in his capacity as president, has said. I got to take a little sip for this. This is a lot, Mr. Ferguson. This is a lot. You have, for the past 3 years, been a weight socially from the perspective of your union, for what our expectations are from a union president, from what I ain't in your union, I ain't in your business. I only read the information and I realize that what's happening from occupational standpoint and the contrast of what you're doing in your capacity as head is an absolutely exhausting thing. It's an exhausting thing. This is the apparent of a relentless contortionist. This is what I'm seeing. This is the appearance of a relentless contortionist. Either that, or this is the onset of occupational senile. I just won't be decent. I just won't be decent. Because you have to know what your occupation is, the commitment that you've made. You are not a politician. You've made no commitment to a political party and the objective or Her Majesty's heirs and successors. You've made a commitment to the people that pay their dues every single month. I'm tired of seeing this. I'm tired of seeing this contortionist. I'm tired. Because the same conversation that we have about culture, in terms of what culture really is, has now spilt and bled into this idea of what is the union really for. And that should have never been in this country. Never been in this country. I don't understand you. How come politically, when the PLP, and more specifically, the PLP, because when you offered to the Free National Movement and they denied you during the last time that Minnis was in, you've turned to the PLP and went gung-ho. You try to grab all your friends and present yourself in accordance to be able to say that we have signed a memorandum of understanding with nobody. The PLP had no position. They were government in waiting. And you sign a memorandum of understanding, not with the government in waiting, with the Progressive Liberal Party. Now, as a result of not being, obviously, it's quite obvious, as a result of not being comfortable or content or satisfied in any way with whatever agreement that you made with the PLP, you made no agreement with the government, you made an agreement with the PLP, now you won't fight them. At every step of the way. And I just don't understand your argument. I don't. Let's read a little piece of this, guys, and then they're going to open up the line so we can have a good conversation about these things and what's happening in the country. So it says, Trade Union Congress President O.B. Ferguson said yesterday that his members will not take part in the year's Roland Fox Labor Day. I don't understand this. Your members? Oh, you can put me in that. And I didn't buy my shoes. I didn't put all the little paste on the shoes. I ready to go. And then all of a sudden, we ain't gay? No, man. In the Randall Fox Labor Day parade, after the Progressive Liberal Party decided to turn it into a political parade. But we knew this months ago. I have been speaking of the fact that Fred Mitchell has taken on this kind of a posture to say that we'll test the strength of our organization come June 6th. He said that months ago. So why now the sudden change of heart for a commitment that you look towards something on an annual basis for camaraderie, for that united spirit, for an idea to be able to show this unified posture and position and that workers' union is still strong in the country? Why now make a determination that based upon the fact that the PLP is coming out. The PLP is coming there every year. Every year I've been there, the PLP has been there. Every year. What's the difference this year? Because they seek to test the strength of their organization. I've come to understand that Brave Davis's birthday, our prime minister's birthday, is June 7th. That's Sparky gave me that information. His birthday is June 7th. And so he's going to be celebrating his birthday. Now, I don't know whether or not he coincided this sort of a celebration and the coming together of his organization and those persons, or whether or not the trifecta of leadership has decided to be able to come together and celebrate during this particular festive time. I don't know. But that shouldn't deter you from the commitment that you've made to the people and the idea of being able to show a unified front. You see, I think you'll just be so consumed with what you do here that you take no consideration that there are eyes on you. You're so consumed with what you do here in the city of Nassau. You're so consumed and wrapped up in this proverbial tree that you can't see the forest. You're too close to it. So you back and forward with your politics and being able to find and jousting for a particular position and trying to ensure that you're in a good spot. But you take no consideration for the fact that on Labor Day, people in Exuma, people in Andrus, people in Crooked Island, people in Acklands, people in Long Island, people in Grand Bahama and Abaco, people in Eleuthera, all over, they tune into ZNS or tune into whoever to be able to see the show and the display of workers' strength and union, united space in the country. They've already gone through so many cycles of, well, we're not going to march together, and we're going to march separate, and we're not. You've already shown almost two decades worth of inconsistency as it relates to the preamble and concept of your union. You're not united. You've always found a juncture and a position to pivot, to show yourself detached. And yet again. But I guess y'all people must like it. Those persons in the TUC, you know, must be content with it. I listened to something from Kimberly Ferguson, and I can see if I could be able to play that. I listened to something from Kimberly Ferguson, being able to take on the position and speak to his union and the fact that they will definitely show up, and not liking the fact that ministerial persons, he says that he's spoken to the permanent secretary and he's indicated to her, he said he spread out an analogy before her and she agreed. He said, but that's not going to deter them. They're going to push forward with these particular things. The PLP is an organization that's 70 years old. The concept and idea for the opportunity that we've been able to access in terms of liberty, in terms of freedom, in terms of this eradication of a subtle, unspoken segregation. Almost eyes wide shut. Segregation that existed in our country that we colloquialized and gave a colloquial term to with the over-the-hill concept was eradicated by the PLP. Eradicated by the PLP. The introduction to be able to have conversations, to enter into entertainment, whether that's the Savoy Plaza, to enter into the banks, whether that as tellers. This was the inception. The PLP represents the inception for formalized labor and recognition in this country. They're supposed to be right there. They're supposed to be right there. Let them be there. If it's 8,000 of them or 350,000 of them, let them be there. But you show up with your strength. I don't know whether or not your entire union is PLP and they'll be wrapped up with the PLP organization. But there are people who wish to be a part of this. And because of your leadership or lack thereof, persons are now sitting in this position. You ever find yourself in the position where you say, well, God, why, I don't know why that happened, Lord. Well, I guess your divine will be done in this particular instance. And I guess you know better than me, dear Father, so let your will be done. Yeah, but this is not God. This is a man, a continuous, in his particular posture, shifting from left to right like a pretzel, always bending and moving from one thing, always moving the goalpost, never being able to stand strong in his position and his conviction. from your already class plan with the PLP of a few years ago in 2021, from your class plans with the PLP, I was leaving your union. I don't want nothing to do with you. That's me. That's just Howard Grant. I was leaving. I don't want nothing to do with that no more. But y'all still there. You're still paying dues. You're still doing this thing. And every time you get an opportunity, he round with the government and still not producing for you. You need to stop it. Let's take this quick commercial break, guys. When we get back, we can open up the telephone lines.
Foundation. It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Now let me see now, 326 EPIC. Hello, this Epic, Eckerd Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all, they open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I honestly, I don't like to do this. I am peeved, man. I recognize something. You know what I recognize in this society? I had a conversation about, and I can have this conversation. I can say this out loud, okay? I don't have no problem with these particular entities and organizations and fraternities. But I had a conversation with a pastor that I know, a bishop at the time. And he spoke to me about his disregard for fraternities in this country. He spoke to me about it. So he just was talking. And he spoke to me about this sort of an idea of allegiance that goes contrary to the convictions and the faith that he has rooted in the Word of God. He spoke to me about it, right? And so we engaged in the conversation. And then years later, I see him join the fraternity. I was confused. My confusion was not a divine thing. My confusion was based upon my expectations of a man remaining consistent in his word. And then I realized, I say, hold on, wait. We are but men. So, whether that's a commitment that we made at the altar, that we've seen some shifts over the years, or we decided to be able to step back, whether that's commitment that we've made to our families, whether that's commitment that we've made to our business, whatever commitment we as men make and decide to step back, I understand that. I do. But there is a commitment, like a Hippocratic oath. There is a commitment that you take when you step into a profession and understand that you're not subject to the ebbs and flows of your emotions that exist internally. My God, I have to say it like this. You're not subject, and you should not listen to the ebbs and flows of what you feel like today. Not inside you. No. You got to push that aside and keep moving forward. Steadfast in your conviction. Steadfast in your position. Steadfast, concrete, unshaken, unmovable. Because you represent a body of people who desire to get to the objective. Whatever the goal is we set, whatever the overarching objective is we set, you were set in place to move forward. And in the event that you can't do that anymore, you should do the proper thing, the right thing, and gracefully bow out. Thank the people for their time. Thank the people for their opportunities. Thank the people for their allegiance during the time that you sat in this particular position. But take yourself from the forefront and allow someone with jubilance, vision, determination, focus, and conviction to sit in that seat. So this man, who's a bishop, gave himself over to this fraternity. And he pushed so hard for it, and then I recognize what's happening. Men in this era and dispensation are wrapped up in instant gratification. They want it now. They want the J.G. Wentworth blessing, Jesus. They want the J.G. Wentworth blessing. It's my money and I want it now. This the men of this era. Big grown men, gray, in areas that we cannot just talk about, gray, are wrapped up in the idea of instant gratification just like everyone else. So you can't even render us wisdom because you're just as impatient as all of us. Or unsatisfied. These men are wrapped up in the concept and idea of instant gratification. They want it now. And despite the fact this man is travailing up and down the word of God, he's looking around his physical life and not seeing the things that he desired. This is the same man. I tell you, he talked to me about he won Mercedes-Benz. He won all this, and he won all these things. Because he's looking at people like T.D. Jakes. He's looking at all these. You don't know nothing how none of these people get their money. Excuse me. Nothing. He don't know how people acquire anything. But he's looking at them. And he's making a determination. He's making a determination that these are the things I want. I've rendered my labor in the vineyard, God. You got to take care of me now. So your labor was not necessarily as unto God. It was unto things. That now you make a determination and almost give God an ultimatum and say that if you don't provide me these particular stuff, these things, within the reasonable time that I set, then I will go and find another way to be able to get this vision and purpose you put in me and fulfill it for you because you don't know what you're doing, Jesus. You're taking too long. And so they yield themselves to all sorts of things for the purposes of being able to forge relationships with brotherhood, for the purposes of forging relationships with an external entity, with an idea that I can help God. Yeah, this is my purpose. This is my call. This is my talent, but God taking too long because I need stuff. And so now they go off on their own accord to try to be able to fulfill those things. I've seen that time and time again in this society. Men who convicted in their position and standing steadfast and advocating for the country, all of a sudden put that baton down and turn around and say, now listen to me, man. You all see me carrying this baton so strong and whatnot. I could carry it again, you know. However, I can need something, man. Now your baton have a PLP label on it, or your baton have an F&M label on it, or your baton have an organization that is just set up to be able to fight for some rich person label on it. That's too much in this country. What kind of men we are? What kind of men are we? You're afraid that if you let these things go, you ain't gonna never have no money no more. Oh God, I got charity to take care of. You understand why I have to bow, Jesus. God, you understand, I have to hold on to the altar, but I stretch in for mammon every day. You understand, Jesus, you understand. Every section of this society where I'm supposed to see strength and leadership, I see these weak men. that contort themselves and reach back for what we stepped over. There's an objective that sits here. There's a responsibility that we have. And if you keep trying to be able to dabble with your righteousness into a dark space, then you become perverse. That goes to every man. Either you believe or you don't believe. Either you're convicted or you're not convicted. You can't live on all two sides. You can't. How could the spigot have salt water and fresh water? Come on, the thing don't make sense. It don't make sense. But you should use a man or a mouse. I got to talk like this. I'm sick and tired of this. We got to make a decision that stands strong. And even though we feel some things should happen or shouldn't happen, you have to be steadfast and consistent in what you believe in and what you were assigned to and the objective. And if you feel that was too much when you read the job description, you should never take the job. All right, we're going to have you doing some things that goes contrary to your... There are actors in Hollywood right now who are in Hollywood, and they just making just as much money, maybe $100,000, $200,000 a year. They're actors. But what I understand is that for them to step over that threshold and make that uber $1 million and multi-million dollar contracts and these great things, there are some stipulations associated with that. There is some shaving of convictions. There is some loosing of a social morality that you had tied or steadfast to yourself. Yeah, for you to get this money, you got to go to a Diddy party. Talk to me. That's be decent. There will be some olive, there'll be some baby oil there. Deal with that. But what am I going to do? What I got to do? There are men, you're weaklings. You ain't got no conviction. You never had none. And then you're leading the people of God, righteous people who have a desire to be able to move forward with strength and determination and fulfill the thing that God called them to fulfill. You at the forefront, Saul. And the Spirit of God already didn't leave you. Let me be decent. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how? What's up, brother?
What's happening with you?
A.K.A. my PLP buddy.
Who's that? Jesus, every day you're putting a different label on me. Go ahead.
Well, Howard, you know, I was listening to Mr. Kingsley Ferguson. I mean, okay, Howard, a lot of people have this concept that the Labor Day is a PLP holiday. And so that meaning, like, everyone who goes out there to march on Labor Day, they support the PLP, do they? I don't think so.
No.
If the minister, okay, Howard, hypothetically, mm-hmm. All right, just give me a minute. You're a minister in a department, and your workers has been so good to you. You know, you put when you get inside that government department, you put the politics aside. You treat everybody equally, whether they support the PLP, whether they support the FNM, or they support whoever. But you come there as being equal. All right, Howard, you decide to say, you know what? Labor Day, I'm going to get together maybe with the permanent secretary. The department decide to do some shirts. So as you being the minister, out of your pocket, all right, you decide now to donate to the shirts. The shirts that has no PLP emblem, no F&M emblem, nothing paraphernalia, colors or nothing to say, well, they are PLPs or F&M shirts. Why is it that Mr. Kingsley Ferguson, a person who runs a union, can find the most smallest thing, the most pettiest thing to go at the government? But I can leave this with you and the listeners. I realize in this country, Howard, when some of these union leaders then play their cards out with governments, whether it's the F&M government and especially the PLP government, when they can't have their own way, Howard, they're going to always kick up rumpets. And I encourage all of those persons out there who, under his umbrella's leadership of the union, put the politics aside. You're a worker. Come out. God spare your life. Where you got to wear your hand, brother? However you got to come out and support the workers. Don't support as it being a PLP holiday. Support the workforce in this country.
I appreciate you, Howard. Thank you, Dewitt. I appreciate you. Now, you know, geopolitics. I started it off, right? First guest I had was Juan McCartney. In fact, Juan said, Howard, you should start your own podcast. I think you'd be excellent at that. I said, really, you think so, Juan? And so I just made a couple calls, and I started off my show. It's called Patio Politics, right? You can find it on YouTube. Find it right now. And I invited a great deal of people, and they were excited to have the conversation. But it wasn't always about FNM and PRP, because there is politics in everything. And some people withdrew from the idea of being able to have a conversation with the banner politics in the front of it. They withdrew. They say, Howard, I won't come on that, but you know, the thing need politics aside. I said, no, I had to go through too much explaining to make people to understand that there is an element of politics that exists in everything, especially in this society, whether that's in the church, in the pulpit, whether that's in politics, whether that's in people. There is an element of politics that exists in everything. So, I understand what Kingsley's saying. I understand what he's saying. Element of politics, and it could be perceived based upon the numbers, because there is a supreme politics in this country, which is the FNM and the PLP, that will drown out everything else in the event that these people find themselves doing that. I understand that. I understand what I'll be saying. I understand these particular things. But the PLP has a right to be there. They do. They do. Now, if you're afraid that the PLP can feed everybody, can give everybody something to drink, can be able to have all the good music, get people excited about that, that people just can throw on a PLP shirt, and your unions and the sub-unions and so forth and so on won't have that good, strong representation, then I could understand you. You need to be able to get yourself a good budget and set your people up accordingly. Yeah, the people paying dues, my God. So you could be able to do this event and make it look good. So I understand that there's an element of politics in everything. But that shouldn't deter you from being able to represent. I don't think it deterred Kingsley. But it definitely deterred. Next call, before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Howard?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Anton?
Everything good, man. How you doing?
Everything good, man. What's happening with you?
All right. Good afternoon to the nation. Several comments I want to make, Howard. Let's level the playing field a little bit. Let me go back to what you were talking about when you were using biblical references. You didn't identify who you were relating which biblical reference to in layman's terms. You just spoke about the biblical references and the messages, but you didn't relate it to any one or any particular group in the here and now, right? So you left that a bit empty. Were you directing your comments towards anyone in particular?
Give me the references. I had a couple. Which one are you talking about?
You spoke about several. You talk about the people, you know, becoming muddied with politics, and you talk about the people who should recognize when they can't perform the duties any longer and bow out.
That's okay. The first one, the people, is those persons who are part of the unions, right?
Mm.
All right. Mm. So that the first one is for the people who are part of the unions. The second one is strategically and specifically for Obi Ferguson, that we've seen over the past 4 years that he's taken on his position as a...
Okay.
All right. He's put his hand towards the fray with the PLP. Then he pulled back. We hadn't heard from him for a couple of years. And because he was not necessarily satisfied, or the PLP didn't perform 100% the memorandum of understanding, now he came back to the forefront and now trying to be able to place fire on these things when we had a lull, a gap, a gulf that existed for 3 years.
All
and
right.
Now
so
he won't talk. Go ahead.
Let me hop in right now. Let me say first and foremost, I'm speaking as a Bahamian, not as a politician, certainly not as an activist, which I am, not as a PLP, who I support. I'm speaking as a Bahamian, as a nationalist, right? Someone who has to live in this country like everyone else, right? You can hear me clearly, Howard?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You referenced that. What's the other Ferguson? The other one?
Kimsley.
Kimsley. You referenced that Kimsley Ferguson. He said he would be on the march, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you referenced him against Ole Ferguson. However, I didn't think that was a fair comparison. Reason being, Kimsley is more free to participate or not participate in whichever direction he chooses, simply because he didn't enter into an agreement with the government of the Bahamas. You understand what I'm saying, Alec?
Mm-hmm.
If you enter into an agreement, a contractual agreement, mm-hmm. with anyone, Alec,
mm-hmm.
anyone outside of that contractual agreement will be free to act, co-act, counter-act, whatever act they want, right? Because they're not guided by or non-performance or lack thereof of that contract that you entered into with that individual. Am I talking sense, Alex?
Anton, I don't want you to hang up. I know I hate to keep you in the line that long, but I have to go to news. I have to take a break and go to news. I'm so sorry about this, but I want to go with you. I want to travel with you, and I want to stretch it out. So please
come back. I can catch you on the next side.
Okay, thank you so much. I apologize about that. A quick break, guys. Going to be right back after news.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
BWF pre-inventory warehouse clearance sale and tent sale Friday, May 30th and Saturday, May 31st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For the best deals you will find, shop BWF for the biggest sale of the season. Great savings, great prices. Up to 50% off pre-inventory warehouse clearance sale Friday, May 30th and tent sale Saturday, May 31st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come on in while supplies last. Grab your bargain today. Great deals and awesome savings. Savings include appliances, hand and power tools, generator, compressors, and water pumps, welding supplies, automotive and hardware supplies, lawn and garden supplies, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, barbecue grills, household supplies, bedding and bath supplies, junkanoo and craft supplies, floral decor, and so much more. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Islands.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can. again. But we could be in deep trouble if they find out. We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything?
Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles? Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texan.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. I feel like there's a rift socially. I'm just getting some stuff. Somebody sent me some stuff. I listened to it yet. Look like it's 35 minutes with a voice note. 35 minutes with a voice note is bananas. Yeah, you need to cut that up. You need to chop that up and send me some incrementally. Yeah. Incrementally. You gotta do that. And let's be able to see exactly what's what. But I'm going to listen to it. And we're going to be able to see exactly what's what because it's a noted person. It seems like it's a noted information around. And I'd like to be able to hear from that, right? But we're here. We're talking about these things. We're just talking about a national perspective. I think the conversation has shifted from what we've actually seen on the paper with the TUC not taking part of the Labor Day to talk about the conviction and the relentless contortion of men in leadership position and the importance of being able to understand your season and your time to be able to step back. That the allegiance that you make to the people is not to Her Majesty's heirs and successors, but is to the people who pay dues every day. And the idea of unity is needed more now than ever in this country. We need to be united. We need to be unified. We need to speak with one language. We need to have a base conviction, and we need to move forward. Yeah. I think the world is making rapid decisions. One time ago, those decisions took time. They were incremental. You were prepared for it. The inevitability of change was not a fear. we didn't see immediate. We heard about it. There was these sort of incremental things. There was negotiations. Information came out. I'm talking globally. But now you wake up the next morning, something happened right away. Bop! And we get a taste of that. We get a taste of that kind of a rapid approach of things changing in this country. When there was this agitation of bringing in the Chinese cars, and then those persons who had the auto dealerships in the countries agitated to the government, and Hubert Ingram was in the position at the time, and he made a determination that the cars that you brought in couldn't be 10 years old, and you'd have to be able to pay an increased duty on these particular cars. You remember that? That happened instantaneously. When he said it in the House of Assembly, in the departments. You remember that? People were blown away. People were rushing down there trying to get their cars cleared up and do this and do that and do the other thing. But instant gratification hit us right away. And so that gradual approach of how things used to happen in life, we're not seeing that anymore. And I think it's taking a lot of persons by surprise because they're not methodical or they're not necessarily picking out. And it's okay. It's okay. It doesn't make you less of a man. It doesn't make you uneducated. It doesn't make you lack preparation. It's just that this is not your season. It's okay. It's okay. And I don't think that should diminish your position and the quality of service that you've rendered over the years. But don't allow, in the very last moments, don't allow, just before you step into twilight of your political career, twilight of your occupational space, to make those decisions that could cause people to look at you and question the entire tenure. Don't do that. Still approach this with patience. Still approach it with a very clear understanding that you got to keep your legacy intact. And because people, you know, I agree with you. Behemoth people can forget. Forget the years that you stood steadfast. We can forget the years that you have been a champion and a champion for the cause and champion for people. Because we're moving with time and we're wrapped in the notion of being able to do what we have to do now, we acknowledge yesteryear, but you're not making the decisions necessary for us to move to tomorrow in your capacity. And when I say, humbly, when those sorts of things happen, you need to consider stepping back. Yeah, you can't hinder the process. We've seen that. You see the representation right now. Nobody can tell you you're hindering the process. That's rude. Nobody can come to you and say, listen, Bala, you're holding people up. No one's going to say that to you. But there's going to be some suggestions to you. Listen, the party wants to go in a different way. The organization wishes to go in a different direction. We appreciate the tenure. Please don't go into the long good night screaming and hollering. Let's take your time and do so with grace. And we will do this and make sure that you're taken care of. That's negotiation. But don't put yourself in this. I mean, let's talk about it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. That's Anton. Anton, go ahead.
Yeah, how on?
What you say?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you waiting and taking it.
Yes, yes. I think it's important that I put into the atmosphere what God has put in my heart to say, so I'm more than happy to call back on the side. Look, Howard, I started to say to you, it would be an unfair comparison to utilize
Kimsley against Obi.
Thank you, Howard. Kimsley Ferguson as a comparison, who is also a union leader, to that of Obi Ferguson. Who happens to be the union leader that entered into the contract agreement with the opposition, now government of the Bahamas, leader, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, King, simply because there's an expectation on both sides of the spectrum, from the government side and from the union side, there's an expectation that has been entered into. And if what was said at that interview that The Guardian did, I think it may have been yesterday or last evening, if the information that came from that is true, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
We had Brother Mannix, who stated that of the agreement that was entered into, only 10% of it shaped, right?
Mm-hmm. That ain't what PSA, though.
Pardon me?
That ain't what Pia said. You remember she came out and she indicated she doesn't understand what the issue is. More than 80% of what we've actually indicated that we would do is done.
Right. Now, remember, Howard, this is where you had a discussion with Admix Union here, from the teachers' union, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Belinda Wilson, right?
Belinda, yes.
And you were supposed to get that intelligence from that memorandum.
Mm-hmm.
And come back and discuss it with the Bahamian people mm-hmm. to edify the Bahamian people, mm-hmm. but you didn't.
I asked her for it.
Huh?
But let them listen in. I asked her for it.
But you didn't.
Go ahead.
So hence we can't engage in conversation for mm-hmm. our own selves along that line, right? That's why I say, if what Brother Manning said is true, and agreed to with the TUC, see, because we have to remember there are other union bodies in the country that are not under the TUC, that the government is also engaging
Anton,
and resolving long-time outstanding issues with, right?
I see the trajectory and the path that you take, and I want to ask you this. Let's talk now. Just me and you. Let's talk. Let's, with clarity.
Yes, Howard. Straight up.
We talk straight. If you make an agreement with me as a political organization, right? If you make an agreement with me as a political organization, my responsibility to a body of people who understand that we got to keep uphold this. And if collectively this body of people says, okay, I know that this may go contrary to our objectives, we have to shave this, we can't do this just yet. I don't believe that you should boycott an event that we look forward to on an annual basis.
Absolutely not. And I agree with you. If that is to be the case, I would be grossly unreasonable to try and throw the baby under bath water.
Mm-hmm.
If for whatever realistic and honest reasoning
mm-hmm.
that was provided and communicated to you, we are unable to only at this time. It's not to say that we will not get it done. But only at this time we are unable to fulfill whatever agreement we entered into. But I would bear in mind what I said. I don't know what the realities are, because I haven't seen the agreement. But I revert to what I said. If what Brother Manning said, and you know what I'm saying, what I said at Howard?
Fred Manning said several outstanding issues with the government that need to be resolved. We will not be on any march this year. This is what he said. It says, this is Fred Ferguson Jr. has indicated, right? This is Ferguson said, instead of attending the march, the TUC members will meet at the House of Labor on Wolf Road to celebrate and discuss the current matters of concerns, including the failure of the government to live up to the commitments made in the Memorandum of Understanding signed in 2021.
So let me ask you, Howard. Let me ask you. You asked me a question. Let me revert it. Let me turn it back on you. If it's a governance, right? And Howard, listen to me carefully. We have some silly people, even within the PLP, some real ignorant people, right, who will try and twist the decency in what I'm saying into something negative. But to hell with them. I also have to live in this country. I am not going to be one of those kinds of PLPs who tries to lambaste the union umbrella of the TUC if what they are saying is good and correct, if they are standing on good ground in trying to hold the government to do what they're going to do. Because on the flip side, that could be you. That could be me the next day.
You understand what I'm saying, Howard? You ain't going to like what I say, but I ask a question, I can answer it, I can let you go.
No, go ahead, Howard.
Okay, let me answer your question. Howard Grant, okay, so let me just give you background. Let's be very clear, okay? I am a young man, in my 40s, not even mid-40s yet, in my early 40s, right? And I've watched things and I've experienced things in this country to know one thing. You never make an agreement with a man in opposition. Who's eager for opposition. Oh, Jesus Christ, I can't get no amen. You never make...
Why? Tell me why. Why, Owen? Why?
I don't. First and foremost, none of these men know what's going on when they get in government. None of them. None of them. You and me, I don't know what the hell on the books when they get inside. Now they get inside, they got to clear up everything if the F and M leave the cookie jar empty. And you beating down my door every day telling me we need this, we need that, we need the next thing. And the PLP put a whole blueprint for change out and say we can do this, we can do that, we can do the next thing. You wasn't on that list.
So watch this, watch this, watch this. I would, you know, you just described in that one sentence, right? Something that has been causing for one-term governance over the last 30 years in our country. Governments in opposition making promises that they cannot live up to.
You can't.
While in office, and then the government in office failing and doing a piss-poor job of properly and simply communicating with the Bahamian people in order to edify the Bahamian people, in order to gain the confidence and the trust of the Bahamian people to give you an opportunity to deliver on those things.
Wow.
We've been doing a piss poor job. We've been selecting yes or women.
In this instance, I can be honest with you. Anton, my line's lit right up. I got to go. Right?
Yeah, but I finished the point. Let me make my point.
Okay, make your point. Go ahead. I ain't going to fight you. Go ahead. Tighten it up. Go ahead.
Howard. Mr. Prime Minister, listen, there's a couple issues happening here, sir, okay? Some of them completely legitimate. Some of them we don't know because we don't have the information, but you do, and you know what it is in your heart. Sir, you are the Prime Minister. If you want to break this trend of one-term government, you have to take up the mature mantle. You have to set aside personal pride and petty politics, especially from some of the fools, I call them, around you, who don't know, right? Who will cause you to rise up in hate against your people and find yourself on the outside looking in the next general election. It wouldn't hurt you to come to the fore and try and work it through, because history will reflect more poorly on this PLP government. History will reflect more poorly, and I tell you why I would. In the future, any government or any opposition seeking to be government will still need O.B. Ferguson and the TUC members to support them to form government. However, the opposition will always beat down the government of the day and always hold their negligence or their bad performance over them. Ooh. And we will not be able to say we are synonymous with Labour, our Labour to fall apart on the PLP watch. And this last point, we are on record telling the Bahamian people, we do not politicize Labor Day. Labor Day is set aside for the people. Mr. Philip Brave Davis, PM, Mr. D, all the names that I call you, sir, affectionately, I'm encouraging you, sir, to please revisit launching the PLP's national political campaign on Labor Day. It is a disrespect. And we will never get over it. History will reflect poorly on the PLP if the people around you aren't thinking things through critically. Thank you for the opportunity, Howard.
I appreciate you. There's a lot. You put a little couple of chins down my spine, because I think we speak in the idea of what our expectations are, but not in the reality of the community that we live in. Let's just shoot straight. The PLP could tell you anything, but they will not politicize this. They politicize this from the inception. This is what it is. And they've been good at it. So why stop now? Yeah. You forget when this sort of an idea that existed even all the way back with Randall Fox. You forget to say he was part of a Labor Party, politicizing Labor. So the idea that any leader from any organization who wishes to put their hand forward and move with representation on and say that we're not going to politicize the Labor Day Union March.
Oh, the logic to determine that was a lie.
I just got to let you know that. I got to let you know that. With clarity. Because we come to make it politics. We come for votes. Fred Mitchell has already said to you, anytime you see me, do not be dismayed. When you see me show up to your church, when you see me show up to your event, your baby shower, your book signing launch, this, that, all these, whenever you see my face out here, outside of the obligated position in government with formality, when you see me show up, I come in for votes. Don't be confused. When you see me, I come for votes. When you see me, I come to show you my charm, my posture, my commitment, my airs. I lend you my shoulder. I do what I can do to be able to assist you. I am looking for reciprocity. I'm looking for votes. Which man in their right mind? We didn't see this happen already. Esau come back hungry. Hungry. Daddy dying. Esau come back hungry. This man almost die. He could have waited 2 more minutes and just relax. Come back hungry. And Jacob swing him, with help from his mother, of course. Swing him. Because he presented himself in desperation. And because I see you in that kind of a desperate posture, think right. Yeah. Whatever you do, just hurry up, man. Just give me something. That's the PLP. Eager for victory. They made agreements that they know they couldn't live up to. Not that because they didn't desire to live up to it, you know. They just don't know what on the other side of this thing. They don't know. They don't know what on the other side of this thing. That's like these people who buy these mystery lockers. You don't know what in there. You have great anticipation. You're optimistic. You want to be able to see these things. You want to believe these particular things. But when you buy that and then it's full of old liver, you got to deal with that. And that's what's happening right now. The TUC made an agreement with the government. They signed on for the mystery box. They made an agreement with the opposition who wasn't in government. They signed on for the mystery box and they expect them to, you want instant gratification. It cannot work like that. You don't make agreement with these men in opposition. That don't make sense. You could have been patient. You could have been patient if you were assured that the PLP was going to win. You could have been patient. Patience. You're still here. You ain't dead. You could have waited till September. But no, you won't do that before. Now you had people voting for the PLP. Now the PLP win. And the people, yeah, man. We can take care of you. Just hold on. We still got to get you our agenda. And you're fighting them. I can't blame the PLP. Because you were supposed to be learned enough to know not to make an agreement with a man in desperation. You didn't know that. You should know that. These people was desperate. They won't win bad. And guess what? The time coming again that the PLP and the FNM won't win bad. There will be promises made left, right, and center. Because they have their plans. The PLP got their plans. The FNM got their plans. The only people who don't have plans is the Bahamian people. You got to stop it. Let's take this quick break. When I get back, I can get to these lines. I see the lines lit up, guys. Quick break. Going to be right back.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the Pesto Chicken Croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
I don't understand this. Huh? Two of us blind. We ain't got no eye, no leg, no nothing. One of us say, listen to me, man. I better get off my, again to get my prosthetic leg. You understand me? Two of us ain't got no leg. And I... Listen to me, man. I'm working some things out right now, and I can get my prosthetic leg. Now, after I get my prosthetic leg, I don't know if I could afford four prosthetic legs. I'm sure this fella tell me he can get two. But when I come back, I can tote you all over the place and make sure you're straight. Don't worry about that. You can be straight, okay? So help me out. Help me out. Push this place. Call this person for me. Let me get straight. Support me in getting this. And when I get it, I'm coming back for you. You'll never see him. History tell you that. You'll never see him. Our society tell you that. Culture tell you that. You'll never see him. How both of us could be in a desperate space with nothing, and you could promise me something if you get it. And I can say, I agree. I ain't no fool. But I ain't no fool. And I ain't gonna do that. Let's go to the telephone lines. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
What's up, my brother?
Now, Howard, I like your metaphors. I really wish one day you would at least use one from the Book of Enoch.
From Enoch, okay.
Yeah, but
I read the Book of Enoch, you know, but these people are scared of that. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But okay. But you see, go what ahead. We seem to be having here are dogs who always have to return to their vomit.
Mm-hmm.
But Howard, I used to work in the hotel industry, perhaps before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an issue with these unions because I was paying this, I think it was $12. Money was easy at some point. But I said, I told the shop steward, I don't want to be paying these union dues.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, you know, if something happened, you ain't gonna get no representation. So mm-hmm. I said, look, that's the risk I'm about to take.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't get him to stop HR from taking out my money. So here's how it goes, Howard. I also worked for a catering company that used to cater to the Prime Minister Finland's events, right? And there was an event he had at the Hobby Horse Racetrack where he had the Prime Minister's Cup race.
Mm-hmm.
And my job then, well, we cooked the food for it, and my job was to make sure that his Campari, the level of his Campari, did not ever drop below half inside his cup.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
However, now, here's how this goes. I happened to go to an event, and I saw the shop steward and the hotel manager sitting in this exclusive place
mm-hmm.
having dinner.
Mm.
Now, I asked my boss what's going on here, and he told me point blank. He says, you know, they both share the same baby oil.
Mm.
So I figured it out. I said, good, I got him. So I went to him. I said, listen, boy, I think you, because people were always wondering why they can't get results through this particular shop steward.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I said, now, I happened to learn about this, because, you know, back in the day, a lot of people was using baby oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, now, I'm going to expose you if you don't stop taking. And guess what? That's how I was able to get that money to stop coming out of my salary.
Mm.
So you see, the union shop stewards, in some cases, I in bed with the managers, with the politicians, and that's why you can't get proper representation. Now they got you wanting to come walk like crabs.
Mm.
But I ain't no crab. I tell you them crabs that you don't feed. All right? That all that crab fat is a bunch of stool. So ain't nobody into that. But see, you need to understand that if you can't stand up for yourself and you need a union to represent you, you will be returning to your vomit. Dog eat your lunch, man. And that's what's going on right now today. Now you got to come out now and walk like crabs from Bay Street to Wolf Road.
Wow.
You got to be crazy.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so the unions, very quietly when I was in Grand Bahama, they would agitate for change. They agitated for increased rate. This was early 2000s, early to mid 2000s. They advocated for a change in rate and pay rate. They advocated for us to be able to get an increase in certain areas. They advocated for change in work conditions and environment. They advocated for recognition for various positions. They did some significant advocation in the early 2000s, I must tell you, out of Grand Bahama. The union dues was about $10 during that particular time, right? And this was, if you were part of the union, it was 10 bucks. And if you weren't a part of the union, it was like $9.25, like $9.25. So it still came out of your check on every cycle. But the truth of the matter is that because you were a recipient of the benefits that they advocated for, this was the responsibility of you being able to pay for it. That's how I understood it during the time. And I had no problem. Because when they got their back pay, when they got what was the pay that we used to call it? I can't remember. Anyway, it was a hell of a lot of money. Throw $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on your check, and you're in a part of the union, but you are the recipient of these particular things. Okay, and so I'm good with that. I didn't have no problem with that. I didn't have a problem with it at all, right? And I understood for myself because, you know, the older folks would tell me, child, the only reason you go in the union is because if you're about to teach something or you're about to do something bad, you need people to kind of cloak you, to agitate for you. But that's not what I come to understand the union was about. And so this is not knock against the union. This is knock against the union representation, who is, in my humble opinion, being able to divorce himself from the ideas and the tenets, the pillars of what the union representation means. And so with this delusion and this diluted posture, a lot of persons are having a conversation with the politics of the union and the politics of the country. And we're wrapped in this sort of a quagmire. But that's not even the question. That's not the question. The question is, the representation that sits around the table has a relentless loyalty to Obi Ferguson, which is, all right, he can give you an opportunity, that's what you're doing. But Obi Ferguson has become the proverbial menace in this situation. And, you know, I don't know if I should say menace or menace. It's too much. And whilst he's done a great deal in the past, and agitation and negotiations and being able to see those things live up to expectation, in the later years, in the more recent years, a lot of the decisions were made based upon what I presume to be and what I have identified to be from an internal unction without this sort of consultation from the body. And if it was consulted by the body and you all agree to this, that's even worse. That's even worse. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Howard.
All is well, man. What's happening?
I didn't call Poppy. I know if you can hear me clear on this.
Yeah, man. I can hear you, Papa. Phone. Go ahead.
What's up? Anton could text back and tell us if he can on that march at the PLP. When the PLP go on the Labor Day march, if he could be there, God willing.
He'll text me back and tell me.
Yeah, I understand what he say about the PLP launching there. Excuse me. Running to the election on Labor Day. And I agree with what he's saying, but I don't know if he can be there when they launch it or if he can be there on the march. He text us back and let us know. You know Howard's number. Howard, you say they didn't know when they make the deal with the union, right? They didn't know what to expect.
No.
But they know now.
They know now because he didn't got it.
They know now and they still talking BS.
And guess what? Guess what?
Yeah.
I guarantee you he is in the posture right now trying to figure out if he should make an agreement with the FNM. You got to learn from these things.
Howard, that might sound crazy to some people, but you get a point.
But you got to learn.
Crazy,
how much time you can get beaten for walking in the same hall and keep walking in the hall, for God's sake?
They say that's insanity. I have a suggestion, and this might sound like insanity too and crazy. But I don't know if we tell his members to let's give the COI a chance. Don't go back.
Because the COI can't cut no deal with him.
two men can't cut
the deal. Yeah, because he didn't trust the COI, who is never... No, watch me. He didn't trust that the COI will ever be in the space. I don't mean that they're not capable. Yeah. I mean that they've never been there before. The PLP has been there before. And he's smart. He could see the rhythm of what the country has done. FNM PLP. He expected the PLP to be in. So he put all his eggs in that basket and put all the chips on that number. PLP, bam. And he hit the number.
Yeah.
But this ain't the kind of casino where it's pay out the way he wanted to pay out.
Yeah, I hear you say Obi was wrong for signing with politically desperate people, right? But they don't do it. I don't know what you suggest they do this time. Prime Minister Davis is saying that he won a second time to do what? That's the question. I don't know if the union prepared to do this all over again. The president of the BPL, the BEC people, the Wilson Fellow, I believe we should keep our eye out or our ear out to find out if he's going to listen to what Obi Ferguson said, knowing that he's under that umbrella union. I know he's there to defend his people and not just to do what the president of his umbrella union say. But I think all the unions need to come together, do the church service and everything like you all normally do. Listen to me, Madam President of the Teachers Union and of that next umbrella union, right, the Bahamas, I suggest, ma'am, let's look at the definition. I know I tell people F-A-M-I-L-Y. What that mean? And we don't really be living that, right? Family. But you get something, you always be saying solidarity forever, mom. Mom, if we just do it for this one time, this is wrong. We always was making this political, some of us, when it comes down to this Labor Day, March Day. This is not for that. Yes, the PLP have a place. They play a role in the past. But are the union, are the workers, are the representatives of these workers, them pleased with whatsoever, even the set who ain't signed the MOU. And if you listen to Freddie Munnings Jr., mm-hmm. and I don't think he have no time to waste time to come on the news people. He said the media people, the news people need to go and check that. They're allowing the Minister of Labor to be saying that 95% of the problems from they came in is solved. He's saying it's less than 10%.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if they're talking about two different things, right? But this thing with solidarity is forever. I wish Madam President and Obi Ferguson them to just put whatsoever that is on the side for just now and protest and let Brave Davis and his rent a crowd crew, whatsoever that is. That's why I don't know if Anton is a part of that. Text us and let us know, Anthony.
Thank you, Papa. I appreciate you, Papa. Let's go with the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
I good, man. What's happening?
Good. Just so you know, this day ain't no celebration.
You know? Labor Day?
That's a statement day. That's
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day unions and workers go out to create a statement of whatever displeasure they have with the labor situation in the country. And yes, the PLP has been historically known to march along with the workers' plight. But they make this so into spectacular and an opportunity for them to utilize this to position themselves. Now, two things can happen here, in my opinion. Because although you may say they have a right to be there, I feel it's not about whether they have a right. You know? I just think they should sit out. Now, sitting out to show that they distance themselves from the problems that these unions have it, that these workers have it. Especially when workers start to express frustration.
But they can't sit out. They can't sit out. Let me tell you why they can't sit out. Let's talk
right.
about
I know. But they should not, like Antoine say, they should not use this opportunity to launch any campaign. Their campaign for the next election, they should not take this opportunity to do so because it is disrespectful. Especially when you know you have concerns for workers.
I can accept that. I can accept that.
Right. Now, listen.
I can accept that.
If you see the TC, like you say, Obi got a good position here now. If you see them separate and they go and do a rally different now, because they could do that. They don't have to be on the parade.
Mm-hmm.
It's Labor Day, not Labor Parade.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be on this parade.
Mm-hmm.
They could take their workers and they can go and say, hey, we are voicing our displeasure
mm-hmm.
in what's happening in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the government party look I'm bad because you're using the opportunity to go out there and celebrate. This place, this ain't about, this is political power now, and people are calling out policies. They believe are failing them in this country, man. You know, you could have 90% of the things done with the government, the unions that are involved with government jobs. But we got other small unions around here who get the views. We just see the thing happening over there at Dormans. And I can call because obviously that's public knowledge. Things like that needs to be ironed out in this country. Wait for miss. All of these things are Howard. All of these things
I agree with you.
Ironed out in this country.
I agree with you, but I don't think that is at the forefront of either Brave Davis's mind or Orby Ferguson's mind.
Let me tell you why. Leadership on both ends. Sometimes we need to step back. The most powerful gesture in ruling.
Let's have
you
know,
to say this day is not about us. We can listen. Listen to the people, man.
I like that. I appreciate you
calling. Listen to the people.
I appreciate your call. I like that. I like what you're saying. Listen to the people. But I believe, watch me. Orby Ferguson has already let this, we've already known this posture and position that he's taken in terms of his expectation for a greater deal of whatever this memorandum of understanding. I haven't read it yet. I don't know. I haven't seen it in the public domain as yet. There are some people who said that they saw it, and I see it. I haven't read it. I haven't read the fine details. I haven't read the caveat. I hear what Obi is indicating that the government should have done, and I don't know whether or not they have done. Because it's got to be two parts. It's got to be reciprocity on this contract, right? That the unions, the TUC, must comply with whatever this portion is. We don't see that portion. I don't see that. Maybe the memorandum of understanding say that there will be no agitation, no protest, no speech in the public, in the media, or no aspect for 3 years until we can get to you and deal with these particular things. And then all of a sudden, after that particular time, boom, you cut on. Who knows? I don't know. I see it. But I can tell you one thing. If I was the head of the unions, if I was the Orby Ferguson in this particular capacity, I would do exactly what Obi did. Because the PLP has to show you that they have the numbers. This is a psychological game that's being played. The PLP on June 6th, I agree with you, this ain't a time to be able to launch your campaign. I accept that. However, the PLP on June 6th has to strategically show you that we're still the organization, political or otherwise, in this country that carries the most numbers. Don't ever believe, that's what this is, it's a psychological game. Don't you ever believe that you have a elevated position above us. This is where we are. Or we cannot, he cannot fight against that. He can't. Whether it's a renter crowd, this is where perception becomes reality. And if the PLP, with the anticipation of being able to see 8,000 persons out there, if they show up with these 8,000 people, then there is no need to have a conversation ever again about being able to realize what we've committed to as an organization, not as a government, as an organization for the TUC. But if the TUC could show up with 6,000 people, now the PLP is shaking and say, oh my God, we tricked. These could represent numbers for us. Nah. This is a psychological game. And I don't think that Obi likes that he's losing this game from the inception. When you entered into their proverbial layers to sign an agreement and a document into the labyrinth, you can't even find your way out of this no more. And so you're getting beat on every angle. Quick break, guys. Gonna be right back after this.
The Foundation
with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Let your taste buds dive into a paradise with Marco's new Tropical Jerk Pizza. Enjoy a succulent grilled chicken pizza topped with tangy pineapples, zesty banana peppers, and our signature jerk sauce. Starting at just $12.95 and available in all sizes. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Make the right choice and order one today at marcospizzabahamas.com. No one makes pizza quite like we do.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I got to say a happy birthday to my girl, Nancy DeVoe. Nancy DeVoe celebrating her birthday today, 16 years old, being able to enjoy that. Nancy, I hope that you're good and pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you and keep you safe as you move from glory to glory. Happy birthday, baby doll. I pray that you're well. Right? I'm at 1:21, my phone ring off. Bang. Right? I look at it. I saw it. I didn't read it. Right? But at 1:21, my phone went off. And it was from Fred Mitchell in his particular capacity as chairman of the organization. And this was forwarded to what he has, this grouping that he has, that he has me attached to. Just to being able to bring out his stuff, what he speaks about. So I'm attached to the group. And 1:21, it says, statement from the Progressive Liberal Party on the TUC's proposed boycott for the Labor Day March. It says the Progressive Liberal Party denounces the call for the TUC's president, Obi Ferguson, to boycott the Labor Day March 2025 set for June 6th in Nassau and in Freeport. Mr. Ferguson's call will do injury to the workers and is not in their best interest. From the inception of Labor Day, I won't read this, I need you to hear this. From the inception of Labor Day, and the labor movement, the PRP has stood with labor. The PRP views work as dignified and a worthy and necessary pursuit. Furthermore, we uphold the rights of workers. This is enshrined in our party's constitution. We and labor are one. The pretext for the boycott is the Memorandum of Understanding signed between the organization and the PLP. has not been fulfilled, right? This is what it says. The pretext for the boycott is that the Memorandum of Understanding signed between the organization and the PRP has not been fulfilled. This assertion, this is heavy, let's read this. This assertion is false, and the truth to the contrary is easily verifiable. Oh my God. And you know, Fred can tell us the truth. But when I say tell us the truth, he can tell us, like how the young people say the T. Let's get to it. Mr. Ferguson, watch this now. Mr. Ferguson has, at the very least, personally benefited from the Memorandum of Understanding. He was named a King's Counsel as a result of the MOU. What a sick! Whoa, 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 whoa. This is too much. He was named a King Counsel, KC, as a result of the Memorandum of Understanding. We call on Mr. Ferguson to resile from his call from the boycott and participate on the march as scheduled. Oh my God. In any event, our members and supporters will be there supporting the workers as we have done over the many years. Grammy said, when you play with puppy, they just lick him out. You have to know that all gloves are off in a political time, Obi. You have to know that they can talk all your business. And if he started, he ain't gonna finish it. If he started, he can finish it. Was this the pre-context? Was this the prelude? Are you only coming into the media and telling us about the portion in which the PLP or the government of the day was supposed to be able to perform, but not saying that these are the stipulations that you were supposed to be able to get? Come on, man. Listen, I ain't got nobody side in this. All I'm saying is that none of y'all bring the contract out. Ferguson, Mr. Ferguson, Sir Casey, please forward in one of your groups the whole contract with the truth and nothing but the truth. So we can put all of this to bed. Let's let it rest. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead very quickly.
How are you doing? Let me be quick, fast, and Howie would make a couple of points. I agree with you on the agreement because, you know, first of all, Obi made the agreement with the Progressive Liberal Party or he made the agreement with the incoming government. And if it was made with the incoming government, then it's incumbent upon that, not only that, but under the thing of transparency, which is not supported by this government, it should be released. Secondly, Mr. Ferguson is now being accused of being paid as a result of this or being compensated or acknowledged, special acknowledgement as to the due to the agreement. We would love to see if that was written in as part of the agreement. So it should be incumbent upon the union now to lay bare the agreement and what has been kept and not been kept, and we could make that done. But on the concept of a leadership taking the word, we must be able to take leadership at his word. We have to be able to believe what leaders say and assume they will act accordingly. Essentially, it's about trust. You know, statement, promises, commitment has to be truthful.
Hold on. Everybody hit me today with all these theoretical things. Now, you and I know.
No, it's not theoretical.
Hold on. Two seconds, C. Allen. I can let you go back with your spiel. You and I know that when these men is go for various constituencies, they get support, they get money, they get all these things, but the party decide to go the next way, there is a conversation that's being had in the back rooms. That's how these politics, that's the only people you make a negotiation with. You don't make a negotiation with organizations, you make a negotiation with individuals. That's what parties have done historically in this country. So you ain't getting the nomination and they say, man, but I can make you senator and I can put you over here, I can take care of you. No, you got the trust your party can do that for you.
No, that's just the trust of your party. We talk about promises made to the public. See, if we can't take leadership and hold them accountable,
but this ain't that scenario. This promise wasn't made to the public.
But Howard, but I'm saying it's this. It was made to the public. They made the announcement, but they didn't relieve.
The TUC made this announcement.
No, but Howard, we knew about this before the election.
We should not have known about none of this.
No, but we did. That makes it a public thing, Howard. That's what I'm saying.
Listen,
we can't continue.
You can't come half-assing, and let's be very clear, let me be decent with it, and tell me that you made an agreement with the PLP, and you didn't show me what the agreement is.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. Now we're calling on him to do it, but I'm talking about leadership. Now, the problem we have, and we keep saying, we have an expectation of leadership not to be able to trust your words, actions. Here's two things, Howard. When a promise is made, we must ask two questions. Does the person has intent and ability? Now, if they have the intent without the ability or the ability without intent, then it's considered as being misleading. The question we must ask now, does Mr. Philip Davis have the ability? Yes, he does. The question we must now is, ever have the intent? See, that is what it's about. But remember now, this being promised, but Howard, remember, this promise was made to us during the Dubai election in West End, you know. You know what Mr. Davis said on the stage by looking directly into the camera?
Mr. Davis and West End was the prime minister of the country.
And this is what he said.
Philip Brave Davis. In 2021, before September, was the leader of the opposition.
Howard, I want to show you where it continues. In 2023, on the stage, as Prime Minister, he looked at us and said to us, if I don't keep the promises for West End Grand Bahama, the $400 million worth of them, do not trust me when I come back to you.
Okay, I appreciate you. Now, it's 2 o'clock, I got to go. I like that. I like what you say, and I got to be clear with you. This agreement was made with a man who had, like you said, the intent. Yes, I think he had the desires, the intent. but he did not have the ability. It ain't no way I going into a 50% possibility of being able. That's the absolute best that could happen for you. You went into a 50% potential possibility that these things could happen for you, or even some of these things could happen for you. But you make sure, stipulate, I got to be KCA. Y'all need to stop. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, this is Shannon Evans. Thank you so much. I feel like we can be able to slide into some more of these things tomorrow. Let me see if I can be able to call a few people to talk about these things and get into it and talk about exactly where we are from a governmental standpoint, from a national standpoint for growth and development. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, God's spare, right here on The Foundation. Foundation.